The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Guyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Guyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Guyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Guyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Guyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Guyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
They're playing basketball
all around the
world.
They're
basketball.
Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc, Gillessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banks it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosbitt. Deep right corner, Rayanne Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Rayanne Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dixie to maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive shot, nothing but Gordon. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon, oh no, look, pass ahead to Bowser. Driving low up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play, but every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball lobbed into Bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the play to Vanessa Winter. Open for 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse layup, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane, hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12 footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts in a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it! Hit the buzzer! Evan Burning locked it in, a long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away. And he pumped it in, beating the horn. And the Redskins are up 7-30-23 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hello, my name is Maddie Fortman, a senior cheerleader at Fort Laramie High School. You are listening to scoresbroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Fort Laramie Redskins. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On this Tuesday night from Fairlawn, we've got a real treat for you this evening. Hello, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. The Fairlawn Jets entertain the Fort Laramie Redskins in Shelby County League boys action. Fort Laramie one loss in Shelby County League play. Fairlawn 2. Fort Laramie 7-1 in the league. Fairlawn 5-2. Fort Laramie, Fairlawn, same overall records. 11-2 on the year. Fort Laramie's won 3 in a row. Fairlawn 4 straight. Each has a league setback. DeRucci. Fort Laramie beat Fairlawn back on December 13th at Fort Laramie by 8 for Fairlawn's other league loss. Fort Laramie Chuck limited Fairlawn's 30-point score, Nate Lessing, to 5 field goals, just 5 made baskets in that first encounter. Still, Lessing had a 3-point try with 3 minutes to go to tie that game up. He missed it. Fort Laramie went on to win by 8. Fort Laramie clearly, Chuck, not a prohibitive favorite tonight. This could be a very tight game. Don't be surprised if Fairlawn doesn't win it. I've talked to a number of fans on both sides. Jets fans say, we've got this game. Fort Laramie people say, nope, we've got it. And it should be another heck of a Tuesday night clash here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, I think of the teams that we've watched recently, I think Fairlawn might be playing the best.
Right.
But the Laramie's a good basketball team, and you start with Evan Burning on the outside, and then you go with Tyler Siegel at 6'7 on the inside. That's going to be a key for Fairlawn. Can Drew Brodigan stay out of foul trouble trying to guard Siegel on the inside? I think we're going to see some zone out of Fairlawn tonight. And on the other end, Nate Lessing at 6'3 gets into the lane and posts up better than anybody his size or taller.
You mentioned the words foul trouble, and certainly against Rushi, Fairlawn had a lot of that. At least 3 young men picked up 3 fouls in the first half of that game. Fairlawn played very good defense in the first 2 quarters, but it was too aggressive, and the officials were calling the most contact fouls, even some touch fouls. Fairlawn thus could not play defense like it would have preferred in the second half against Rushi because they were saddled with 3 fouls on a few different young men.
Well, and that's the key. You'd like to play, they play real aggressive man-to-man defense, and especially Keyshawn Johnson. He gets in your shorts
But you got to see how the game's being called,
right?
And if it's being called touch, you got to back off. You got to be smart enough to know what's being called, and you don't have any excuse if you say, "Hey, I just barely touched him," but that's what they're calling.
And Chuck, I mentioned Rushi just a few minutes ago. The Raiders had won eight in a row, eight in succession, before losing to Minster on Saturday night. That's one of those Saturday non-league games where you may not play as well as you would have liked. It's often difficult to go Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, Tuesday. Here late in the year, it seems like you're playing more often than you're practicing. Rushi was beaten on Saturday. Fairlawn has played mighty good ball, having clicked off four straight triumphs. As teams progress over the course of the year, the good teams especially, Chuck, the defenses get better. They learn to take away. They learn to take away what the other club does best. It's imperative tonight that Luke Hickman, Drew Brodigham, Keyshawn Johnson, as you've alluded, get their 9 or 10 points a game. They've got to get them in maybe an extra basket or two.
Well, I mean, even if Lessing gets 30,
right,
that means everybody else has still got to kind of contribute.
Yep.
And they got to contribute by not turning the ball over, and they got to contribute by not sending Fort Loramie to the free throw line for 20-25 free throws tonight.
And playing good defense on the inside. We've seen Drew Brodigham handle post players pretty well. He's had some sparkling games this year. He needs to come to the fore tonight, and as you noted, stay on the floor and keep out of foul trouble. 14 points a game on the year from Fort Loramie's triumvirate of shooters, Dylan Braun, Evan Burning, Tyler Siegel. That's excellent balance. It's difficult to slow down, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem trying to defend Fort Loramie. You got an inside game, you got an outside game, you got Evan Burning, who gets to the rim probably as well as Nate Lessing does.
Yep.
And on the other end, if you give Tyler Siegel some room, if he will come across and block shots, he blocks shots away from his, he doesn't block the shots of his guy, he comes across and blocks the shots of other shooters. So when you see, if he's guarding you and you see him go over to help, you got to make yourself available. You should be able to get some easy shots out of it.
This is a very important game here tonight, not only with regard to the Shelby County League. Fort Loramie has one loss. Rushi, which is idle in league play tonight, has one setback. Fairlawn's got two defeats. Yes, it's important in the SCL, but also with regard to tournament seeding, because the one seed, Chuck, will have a preferential choice, the number one draw, opportunity perhaps to take a path that runs into the Cincinnati Taylor sectional winner in the district game at UD. And conceivably, the 2-3 seed matchup at Piqua, the winner, the club who survives, might tangle with Tri-Village or Southeastern, a Troy winner, whichever is the number 2 seed down there.
Well, I mean, you've done a lot of research on this, and I agree with you. You know, I think it's important, but you try to get the best seed you can get,
mm-hmm,
and then you try to get out of Piqua and Troy, and then you worry about who your opponent is. Now,
right.
I think if you're the number one seed, you obviously go away from Tri-Village and Southeastern.
Right, right.
But you also have to look a little farther down and see, okay, if I do that, who's my matchup in the regional?
Yes.
And you do not want to play Lima Perry, I wouldn't think.
No, no. And all of that said, it's interesting to note Southeastern and Tri-Village coaching staffs are here.
Well, of course.
Watching this game. And you know what, Chuck? It's not out of the realm of possibility that Fairlawn somehow, some way, pulls out a number one seed. They've got Fort Loramie and Rushi left before the draw. Yeah, that game with Rushi is the night before the draw. But if Fairlawn would go into the draw with just two losses and recent wins over Fort Loramie and Rushi, who's to say Fairlawn is not the number one seed?
Well, I think the number one seed is going to be the team that's in first place in the Shelby County League, because that's how coaches think. So Fairlawn, it's a huge game for them tonight.
Yep, yep.
Huge game.
Fairlawn Jets shooting around down to our left. Fort Loramie Redskins shooting around down to our right. And as you can hear in the background, the Fairlawn Pep Band is striking up. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com, including these from Fort Loramie: Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, on the web at TomJerry's.com. From Rushi, we say hello to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. On the web with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Since the boys basketball tournament last March, a lot of gratitude sent from us to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. We thank all of the staff, associates, and executives at the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Also, thank you, Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, primary eye care associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Gratitude as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. The Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at goffneyfurniture.com, and Frisch's in Sydney. What is your favorite thing? Plus, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. We've got the starting lineups. Opening tip upcoming. We'll run down our anchor underwriting sponsors for you in just a moment. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year, and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com are American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Thank you so much, Jason Meyer at AAG Inc. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Hello, Denny Barker. Next time you stop in to Barker Insurance, let Denny and his sons know that you heard about Barker Insurance on scoresbroadcast.com. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, on the web with us for 8 years here on scoresbroadcast.com. Local Equipment at Jackson Center, a founding underwriting partner. Local Equipment at Jackson Center, 10 years strong on scoresbroadcast.com. Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney. Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy. The U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com with us as an underwriting partner for 8 years. And the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Here are your starting lineups for the visiting Fort Loramie Redskins. Evan Burning opens up at a wing, 6'1", a junior. Dylan Braun at a guard, 6'1", a junior. Nate Plyman, power forward. Nate, 6'3", a senior. Cody Gasson out front, 6'1", a 12th grader. And Tyler Siegel, 6'7", junior, in the post. Taking a look at the starting five for the Fairlawn Jets. Josh Reck, 6'3", a senior. Nick Brodigham, 6'2", a senior. Nate Lessing, 6'3", a senior. Luke Hickman, 6'4" tall, a junior. And Drew Brodigham in the starting lineup He is 6'4 and a junior. Fairlawn running from right to left on your phone or computer. Fort Loramie left to right. And the tip goes to the Fairlawn Jets, gathered on the play by Josh Reck. Up the floor to Nate Lessing. He's picked up by Cody Gasson 30 feet away. Right side pass, Nick Brodigam looks inside. Lessing comes out to catch. Near wing to Hickman behind the double screen. Long three-pointer. Good. Luke Hickman gets the scoring underway in this game. Hickman played really well in the last game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com when the Fairlawn Jets tangled with the Rushi Raiders. Hickman also shot well against Mechanicsburg. And he gets the Jets going with a triple here at the outset. Burning in the lane, almost up and down. Good defense by Fairlawn. They collapsed on him. He dribbled back out of trouble. Gave it to Dylan Braun, 25 feet away. He steps into a three. Missed it off the back brace. Look at that rebound on the inside by Nick Brodigam. Chest pass up the floor to Nate Lessing. He darts into the lane. Running one-hander. Off the window. No. Rebound to Playman of Fort Loramie. Backcourt to Burning. Whips it into the corner of Dylan Braun. Look at Braun cut along the baseline and go to the rack for two.
Good job of beating the defense back that time.
Boy, Dylan Braun looked like he was in a 50-yard dash right there. He bolted to the rim from the extreme corner. Here's Drew Brodigam. Baseline right for Fairlawn. Open look. Nobody came out on him. And he sinks a 15-footer. 5-2. Jets up three. Good start for Fairlawn, Chuck. Hickman and Drew Brodigam with buckets.
That's their 5 points right there.
Here's Gasson deep in the left corner. Shot fake from behind the arc. Goes baseline. Gets too far underneath. Tries to reach around and lay it in. Hits the backside of the glass. It goes out of bounds. 6:25 to go in the first. Fairlawn 5, Fort Loramie 2. Jets haven't picked up a foul yet. Have a 3-point lead. Good beginning of this game for the home team. Midcourt wreck. Near side Hickman. Nate Lessing, far side of the floor, being shadowed through the first 2 minutes by Cody Gasson. Here's Hickman, like a bull, driving hard through the top of the circle, leaves it behind him for Lessing. He hits Nick Brodigam on a back cut. He goes baseline, deals cross-court to Hickman, step back, triple in the air, got it again. Luke Hickman with two threes here in the first couple minutes for Fairlawn. 8-2, Jets. 6-point advantage.
Well, they're really concentrating on Lessing, and that's allowing Hickman to have that open look.
Yep, it sure is. Having already entered now for Fort Loramie, Nick Randowee, ninth grader, in at guard, 6'1", deep in the left corner, Dylan Braun for the Fort Loramie Redskins, and he tries to squeeze between a couple Fairlawn players and make a runner. Hits the glass with it too hard. The rebound ricochets off the rim, and it's punched out by Fort Loramie. Redskins had success 3 trips ago in that left corner with Braun making a good baseline drive at the last two, but Dylan and Gasson unsuccessful. Here's Lessing behind the arc for Fairlawn. 5:15 to go first quarter. 8-2 lead Jets. Nick Brodigam, baseline, short corner, well guarded. He's at cross court to Hickman. Here's another bomb. It's online. It hits the back brace. Long rebound, Dylan Braun. Out ahead to Randowee. Randowee's clobbered as he drives into the paint. Drew Brodigam and Luke Hickman both hipped him. 3 minutes gone, first quarter, 8-2 Fairlawn.
I thought that shot was in by Hickman. That was right on the line again. That would have brought the roof down.
Yep, it was. The trajectory was right there. We were looking just to the right of Hickman's back from the rear, and it was just a hair strong. Here's the ball inbound to Gasson, midcourt. Left side pass, Dylan Braun. Lessing all over him, chest to chest. Here's Burning, head of the key. Right wing, Gasson. Goes low on the right to Siegel. He's double-teamed, shot blocked. Siegel got it back low on the left. Rolls it across the rim. No good. Rebound stabbed out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Good interior defense on that sequence by the Jets.
Yeah, that first block was by Reck.
Yes, Josh Reck skied and got a piece of Siegel's effort. Siegel got the ball back, laid it up. It trickled off the iron. Fairlawn with possession now, leading by six. 4.5 to go, first quarter. Drew Brodigam, short corner, out high to Hickman. Picked up there by Burning.
Close it.
Instructions being barked out from the Fairlawn bench. Near wing, it's Hickman. Coming out at the elbow, Brodigam. Top of the circle, wreck, right side, Lessing. Nate hasn't shot the ball yet, has he, Chuck?
Yeah, he took a drive to the basket.
Oh, he did. Yep. He's 0-for-1. Fairlawn taking time off the clock on this possession. Elbow on the right of Tickman. On top to Lessing. 3:56 to go first quarter. Lormey's only scored one field goal. Brodigham short corner. Arches up a floater. 12-footer short. Siegel didn't put a hand in his face. Brodigham had a good look. Didn't connect, though. Gaston forecourt right for Fort Loramie. 25 feet away. Hangs on. Picks up his dribble. In a little bit of hot water. Throws to Siegel. Deep right corner. Siegel puts it on the deck. Bounces with the left. Goes opposite to Nick Brandewee. Deep left corner. Flings it on top to Gaston. He retreats. Fairlawn's defense has been stifling here in the opening 4.5 minutes. Evan Burning's got it 30 feet away. Wreck on him toe-to-toe. Burning head of the key, can't find room. Tries to drive, has to retreat. Here's Brandewee, here's Gaston, deep left corner. Outstanding 5-on-5 defense by the Fairlawn Jets. Their man-to-man is special right now. Burning, high right. Little opening down the right side of the lane. Leaves it for Gaston. Deep right corner. Trifecta rolling off. Rebound Fairlawn. Long heave to Lessing. Look at him go. Motoring to the rim for two.
That's what he does so well.
Wow. Oh, like a runaway freight train. A long lob. Three quarters the length of the floor to Lessing. He caught it like a wide receiver over the shoulder. Sprinted to the rim. Laid it through. Loramie needs a timeout. 10-2 Jets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Thank you so much, Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. M&A, also in Fort Loramie. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman. Tom and Jerry's in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. And shout-outs to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum. We thank you very much. Coming on board last March during the high school basketball tournament. Well, after the timeout, Fort Loramie brought the ball to the half court. It was driven out of bounds by Fairlawn, and then at side court, Chuck, Fort Loramie could not get it in play in 5 seconds.
A lot of standing out there on the inbounds play.
Fairlawn with the impetus, the momentum early on, that's for sure. Nick Brodigham 20 feet away. 8-point lead, Fairlawn. Ball thrown down inside to Drew Brodigham. Shot blocked. He got it back. It sticks it in. Drew Brodigham got it 3 feet away. Tyler Siegel got a piece of the first one. But then Drew Brodigham stayed on it. He nailed the second one from 5 feet out. Here's Evan Burning off balance entering the lane for Fort Loramie. Banked it. No good.
Wow.
Loose ball rebound picked up by Tyler Siegel, who lays it through. Big basket by Fort Loramie. Only 4 points for the Redskins in the first 6 minutes of this game. 12-4 Fairlawn, 2:07 to go in the first. And now Fort Loramie is going to try and hasten the pace of this game. Some token three-quarter court pressure. Keyshawn Johnson has now entered the game for Fairlawn. He's the Jet super sub. Adds a lot of quickness. Boy, he can fly. Nick Brodigham's got the ball in the right corner. Now to Keyshawn behind the screen. Keyshawn, a 5'11 senior. Left-hand dribble goes back door to Lessing. Look out. Lessing can't finish, though. Rebound, Drew Brodigham. No good. He's hacked on the arm. Drew Brodigham has looked sharp inside so far, Chuck.
Yeah, he's doing a nice job. That could have been called goaltending. When the ball was on the rim, somebody from Loramie jumped up and grabbed the rim.
Mm-hmm. That helped it roll off. Nate Lessing's shot wouldn't go. But Drew Brodigham was fouled on the rebound. First free throw, short, no good. 12-4 Fairlawn, minute 44 to go first quarter. Fairlawn Jets getting point distribution so far in the first 6 minutes plus of this game. Second foul shot by Drew, no good. Too much mustard on it. Long rebound, Lessing battles with Brandewee. It's loose on the floor. It rolls over to Evan Burning. Jets missed a chance to go up 10 there. Minute and a half to go first period. Evan Burning, shake and bake move, dribbles into the lane. Around a couple men. One is Drew Brodigham, who stuck out the knee at the last second, and it's a common foul. Baseline, right of the basket, throwing in Fort Loramie. Three team fouls on the Jets. Drew Brodigan sits down. Josh Reck back in. Baseline, right of the basket. Ball pitched out on top to Nick Brando. He dribbles between the legs against Keyshawn. Uh-oh, Keyshawn Johnson gets a mitt on it and knocks it loose to Nick Brodigan. To Keyshawn, into the forecourt. Top of the circle, shot fake by Nick. Back to Keyshawn Johnson, 25 feet away. Into Lessing, into the post. He turns. The 6'3 senior rims it from 8 feet. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Dylan Braun, half court for the Redskins. A minute to go in the first, 12-4 Fairlawn. Dylan, top of the circle. Keyshawn is a little bit too aggressive. He collides with Dylan Braun. Team foul 4 on Fairlawn. They're starting to mount up.
Well, Keyshawn Johnson has never seen a steal he didn't like. And he picked the freshman clean the last time down Brandywee. Nick's got to learn his lesson on that one.
Yeah, you don't dare cross over in front of Keyshawn Johnson because he will take the dribble right away from you. Deep in the right corner, Dylan Braun. He took the inbounds pass and dished it right back to the playmaker, Evan Burning, who stepped in bounds, low block right side. But Fairlawn got a paw on the ball and struck it out of bounds. Re-entered by Fort Loramie. Low on the right. Oh, a lot of bodies on the inside. Good work by Austin Siegel, who comes in off the bench to get a big bucket for Fort Loramie.
He's a big, strong kid. I like him inside like that.
Huge field goal right there for the Redskins. Austin Siegel got it. 6'3 junior. He and Nick Brandewee seeing time off the bench so far for Fort Loramie. Tyler Siegel has sat down momentarily. 28 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 12-6 lead, Fairlawn. Near steal by Gasson on the arc. Lessing does control the ball, though. Now he's doubled 30 feet away. Fort Loramie forces him to give it up to Keyshawn Johnson in the right corner. He starts to dribble against Dylan Braun. He's handcuffed by Dylan, and Keyshawn Johnson fumbles it away out of bounds. 13.7 to go, first quarter.
It was a little early to try to initiate your offense if you were going to run it down to the end anyway.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was. Fairlawn was up 12-2. It's now 12-6, and Fort Loramie's got a chance to close the first quarter with points. Pressure backcourt, 2-on-2, and Fort Loramie's got to zip it to the midcourt stripe to Tyler Siegel, to Dylan Braun, to Evan Burning on the arc with 8 to play. Deep right corner, Braun, long launch, three-pointer, air ball. Rebound Hickman with 4 to go. Outlet Nick Brodigan, down to Lessing. Layup is good at the buzzer. Oh, what a heck of a 3-on-2 break. Nick Brodigan to Nate Lessing, a great chest-high pass. Lessing caught it going up left side of the net and rolled it through as the buzzer went off. Good close to the first quarter. Jets up 8, 14-6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Fort Loramie behind by 8, 14-6. We kick off play here in the second quarter. Burning's got the ball, dealt to Nick Brandewee, top of the key. Nobody picks him up from Fairlawn, and Nick Brandewee drills a line drive three-pointer. He could become the X factor if Fairlawn doesn't challenge him more closely. 14-9 in favor of Fairlawn. Hickman's got the ball high right, near side to Keyshawn Johnson. Ball handed off, deep left corner, Reck, back to Keyshawn, now Reck, guarded by Dylan Braun. Ball looped across the top of the key to Hickman. Hickman steps back, and he hoists up a three ball, no hard. Austin Siegel's got the carom, and he's wrapped up and fouled by Josh Reck, 75 feet from the basket. 7:16 to go, second quarter, 14-9. Jets up 5. Fairlawn led 12-2. 14-6 at the end of 1. Nick Brandewee trying to ignite Fort Loramie. Hits a triple here in the first moment of the second quarter.
Jackson leads Anna 24-13 at the half.
Good first two quarters for the Jackson Center Tigers, who buried Marion Local on Saturday. Here's Fort Loramie going cross court. Evan Burning flips it head high to Tyler Siegel. He's at the mid-post area outside the lane. He's undercut and fouled. And that's 6 team fouls on Fairlawn, 1 on Fort Loramie. Redskins are in the 1-and-1 now the rest of the first half. Ball inbounded, baseline left for the Redskins. Looking to throw in the playmaker Evan Burning on the arc to Gasson. Gasson one bounce, near side to Brandewee. Gasson and Burning really haven't gotten good clean looks yet. Gasson far left flank, goes baseline, drives. Starts to shoot, then throws it back on top to Nick Brandewee. Brandewee jettisons up a three off to the left. Easy rebound, Josh Reck of Fairlawn. Outlet, it goes to Nick Brodigham. Near side, Nate Lessing. Straight away, Hickman. Hickman not shy about shooting in this game. Enters the lane, doesn't let it go, though. Gives it up, gets it back. 6.5 remaining, second quarter. 14-9 in favor of Fairlawn. Lessing fakes right, goes left. Guarded by Gasson to Hickman in the left corner. He stops, shoots, leaves it short. He was off balance. Rebound on the floor. Austin Siegel gathers. And then as he makes the outlet pass to the side, it's booted out of bounds by Josh Reck. Fort Loramie, Chuck, adjusting defensively now as this game wears on.
Well, they ran it at Hickman that time. They weren't going to let him set his feet and shoot another three.
Nope. We're near the six-minute mark, second quarter. Evan Burning at midcourt for Fort Loramie, which trails 14-9. Burning's got it 30 feet out, coming out to catch. Gasson ahead of the key, almost walked, enters the lane, around a man to the rim, scores, but no goal. He was grabbed on the drive. Good call by the referee. Set for two later, Gasson laid it in, and that's 17 fouls on Fairlawn. That was a foul on the floor, so this is the 1-and-1 for Gasson. He shoots it and buries it. 14-10. Fort Loramie within 4. Of the last 10 points in this game, Fort Loramie has scored 8 of them. Gasson shooting again, trying to cut the deficit to 3. He missed it. Off the heel. Long rebound. Volleyball to Siegel. Siegel hands off on the play to Burning. Left side Gasson. Shot fake. Drives into the lane. Back to Burning on the arc. Burning signals. He's picked up by Nick Brodigham. Now Gasson at the Jets logo at the timeline. On a weave to Burning. Outside the arc on the left, it is Austin Siegel. Tyler on the arc catches. They post up Burning in the lane against Nick Brodigham. Back to Gasson on the arc. Now Burning catches in the deep right corner. To Gasson on top. He launches a three ball straight away. Swish! He's got it. Good sharing of the ball. Nice rotation and movement by Fort Loramie, which is within 2. 14-13. Was that a two-pointer or a three?
That's a three.
It was a triple. It was a 14-10 game. Now it's 14-13. Gasson and Brander, we have got wide open shots from three-point land. Here's Drew Brodigham in the post. 8 feet away, Tyler Siegel tips the shot away, and it's taken down by Fort Loramie. Momentum of this game shifting abruptly here early on second quarter. Gasson outside the arc on the right, looks down in the middle for Tyler Siegel, and Siegel might be too physical with Drew Brodigham. He's called for the foul.
They caught it on Dylan Braun.
Dylan Braun, a moving screen away from the action. Fairlawn Jets fans say finally. It was 7-1 up to that point in foul totals.
Well, officials are human, and I guarantee you every once in a while they see that and they feel like they got to call something.
It's now 7-2. Seven fouls on Fairlawn, 2 on Fort Loramie. 14-13, 1-point lead Fairlawn. Here's Drew Brodigham outside the arc on the right. And just as you say that, Chuck, it's evened up. Fort Loramie hit with a foul down on the inside. Well, actually, that's 2 in a row on the Redskins. Now a 4-foul difference in this game. Third team foul on the Redskins. Fort Loramie enters in the right corner. It's Drew Brodigham on top to Hickman. Skips it cross court to Drew, right baseline. Now here's Nick. Nick fakes left, goes right. Foul line, looks for the cutter, Nate Lessing. It is whipped down inside to Lessing. Too hot to handle off his fingertips. A couple Jet players were there.
Yep. Yeah, two people in the same spot, and Lessing tipped it away from Rick.
Some congestion. It got crowded, and Fort Loramie, after the turnovers, got possession, an opportunity to take the lead. 14-13. Redskins down one. Burning almost lost the handle. Goes below the foul line. Into the lane. Off balance. Awkward. Unorthodox. Makes it count. What a play by Burning. Almost lost his dribble once or twice. And from the bottom of his chin, pushed it in. 1-point lead, Fort Loramie. Lessing countering for Fairlawn. In the lane. Jump shot. 10-footer. Hit the heel. Rebounded Redskins. 4 minutes to go. First half. Here's Burning driving hard, twisting, turning in the lane over Nick Brodigan, long on the shot. Rebound drew over the shoulder, Fort Loramie. Third straight call on the Redskins. That two was a good one. Excellent foul call by the official as Evan Burning clearly went over the back of two Jets. And timeout is called. 3:57 left to go here in the first half. Fort Loramie's got its first lead, Chuck, 15-14 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Exciting action here at Fairlawn. Nearly a full house. Very few empty seats. Might be a small handful on both sides of the gym. Blue across the way from Fairlawn. Red behind us from Fort Loramie. 15-14, Redskins up a point, 3:48 to go first half. Nate Lessing's got the ball at the timeline. Near side pass goes to Cody Kirtner, who's checked in now for the Fairlawn Jets. Kirtner, a 6'1 senior. And here's a pass fired down inside the Fairlawn below the rim. Fort Loramie gets an arm on it and sends it up against the home of the Jets, Matt, against the wall to our left. Fairlawn entering from below the rim. Nick Brodigan. Or I should say it's Kirtner, airmailing one out back to Nate Lessing. Lessing's got it 30 feet away. Fort Loramie Redskins have done a pretty good job on Nate Lessing in the half court in this game.
Well, they've had Gasson on him, they've had Burning on him, and they've had Braun on him.
And just as I say that, Nate Lessing comes off a screen and nails a step back three, and Fairlawn's got a 2-point lead. Here's Burning knifing into the lane, off balance, leaner, short, no good. Rebound volleyballed, out of bounds in the corner off Fort Loramie. 17-15 on the made triple by Lessing. Jets have got the ball, just over three to play, second quarter. Fairlawn up two, Nick Brodigan outside the arc on the right to Hickman. Back to Nick between the rings, elbow on the left is Drew Brodigan. Back to the basket, dribbles once, ooh. Deals to Kirtner, who took steps, no call. Now Lessing, 25 feet out. Lessing foul line, double team. Now to Kirtner, right corner. Hickman inside the arc, yes! 16-footer. Hickman's been hot for Fairlawn. 19-15 Jets.
Good answer after Fort Loramie took the lead.
2:40 left to be played here in the first half. Fort Loramie's got the ball 25 feet away. It's Tyler Siegel. And again, we've got an off-the-ball foul on the Redskins.
They called it on Braun. That's the second one they've called on him down there.
With 7-1 fouls, Fairlawn with the seven. Now it's 7-5. They're starting to even out. This was a 15-14 lead for Fort Loramie at about the 3:50 mark of the first half. And a triple by Lessing, a two-pointer by Hickman. And Fairlawn is up by four. Here's a weave out front. Hickman on the tight handoff to Lessing. Fort Loramie tries to fight through and fouls again. 16 fouls on the Redskins. 2:21 left to go, first quarter. Substitution for the Fort Loramie Redskins. And we've got Eli Rosengarten coming in, 5'10 sophomore, for Cody Gasson. Far side of the court, Kirtner inbounding for the Fairlawn Jets. Lobs into backcourt to Nate Lessing. Nate's done a very good job letting the game come to him and his teammates, including Luke Hickman especially, have filled their roles quite nicely so far. Hickman back to the basket, 19 feet out. Spins on Brandewee, looks back door. Lessing's not there. He goes opposite to teammate Cody Kirtner, and then he zips it right back to Hickman, who'd moved. It goes behind him out of bounds. 2:01 left to be played here in the first half. It is 19-15 in favor of the Fairlawn Jets.
I think Johnson only picked up one foul. I'm kind of surprised we haven't seen much of him here in the first half.
Nope, he is not on the floor now either. Foul line, it is Austin Siegel. Good high-low action down inside to Tyler. Oh, he missed the gimme from point-blank range. Rebound Hickman, 4-on-3 Fairlawn. Giving up to Nick Brodigam. In the lane to Lessing. Spin move. Seven-footer. Rolling around. No good, but he's fouled. 19-15. Fairlawn Jets up 4. Tell you what, Chuck. Fairlawn's done a pretty good job denying the post pass from Fort Loramie.
Yeah, and that last time when they finally did get it down to high-low, he just missed the easy one.
He did not cash in. And Fairlawn pushed it fast to the other end.
That's what they do. That's what they love to do.
And Lessing got a post-up shot in the paint, almost went in, was nearly a plus one. He was batted on the arm. He has two free throws coming. Excellent 87% free throw shooter. Knocks it down to make it 20-15 in favor of Fairlawn.
Well, he has 8 and Hickman has 8.
That's 16 of the 20 right there. Now 9 points for Nate Lessing. Up and in again. 21-15 in favor of Fairlawn, which has answered Fort Loramie. Redskins took the lead 15-14, 7 in a row from the Jets. 90 seconds to go first half. Rosengarten, right corner, Burning. Burning looks on the inside, and uh-oh, the Redskins have committed another off-the-ball push-off. Amazing that in the last 3-4 minutes, Chuck, the team foul totals have gone from 7-1. Fairlawn with the 7. It's now 7 each.
Well, that's the second foul on Tyler Siegel, and that one was fairly ticky-tack. I mean, he's got to be able to get himself his space down there.
Here comes Fairlawn over the timeline. Nick Brodigan, 30 feet away, spins left, hands to Kirtner. Now to Nate Lessing outside the arc. Nate wants to go opposite. Gives it over there to Nick Brodigan. Now Hickman, 25 feet away. It's Reck on the arc. Long lob down inside to Lessing. He's undercut by Nate Kleiman. He's dropped to the floor. He took a spill while receiving the ball. It'll be a 1-1 for Nate. 21-15, Fairlawn Jets up 6. Fairlawn playing excellent defense against the Fort Loramie Redskins, who've tallied just 15 points so far in this game.
Yeah, that's a surprise in itself. I thought this would be a little higher scoring game.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's not like one team or the other is slowing it down. Yes, no. They're valuing the ball. Points are at a premium. The defenses are excellent, though, on both sides. 1-1, Lessing in and out. He missed it. Rebounded by Burning. Down to Eli Rosengarten. Through the top of the key. Has a little crease down the lane. Left it short. He was bothered by Hickman. Rebound. Nick Brodigan flies it up the floor to Reck. Left corner, Kirtner on the arc. Now back out to Nick. 40 seconds to go first half. Fairlawn up 6. Open player Lessing. Guns a 3. Yes! He's got it. Nate Lessing, a 24-footer right in front of us.
Boy, they lost him in that scatter court, and you can't do that. You're going to get burned.
Evan Burning rallying Fort Loramie down the floor. Dishes to Austin Siegel for a bucket, but before he scored it, the offensive player for Fort Loramie, who made the pass, charged. He ran right through a defender. It was Burning out of control. Fairlawn stood its ground in the paint. Chuck, I missed the number of the young man in the white shirt who parked himself about 6 feet from the basket, but it was an excellent call.
Josh Reck.
9 straight fouls on Fort Loramie. Great D, but Josh Reck, 20 seconds to go first half. 9-point lead Fairlawn. Here's Reck, give and go down inside to Lessing, going to work, around 2 men, up and through. Lessing tearing him up right now, 26-15 in favor of Fairlawn. Brandewee throws cross court, deflected, loose, picked up on the play, but Brandewee has his arm yanked with 2.2 to go. Foul on Fairlawn stops the string of 9 fouls in a row on Fort Loramie. 1-1. Redskins need these before the half. 26-15 Fairlawn. It was 15-14 Fort Loramie 4 minutes ago. 1-1 Nick Brandewee. Don't think he was in the act of shooting. It is in and out. He wasn't. He missed the first. Doesn't get the bonus. Blessing with a heave. Full court. Second quarter closes. And the Fairlawn Jets own an 11-point advantage against Fort Loramie. 26-15 Jets over the Redskins. Fairlawn has played exceedingly well in this game so far here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
My name is Brittany Morris, a senior cheerleader at Fairlawn High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Fairlawn Jets. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Fairlawn. We have witnessed the Fairlawn Jets, Chuck, play about as efficiently for a half against good competition as they have all year, holding Fort Loramie to 15 points. And running their offense very well in the half court, not forcing the ball to Nate Lessing. The Jets are taking what's available. And if Drew Brodigam or Nick Brodigam or Luke Hickman's got an opening, they're taking their shots. Nate Lessing is getting what is available to him. And then Fairlawn's playing maybe the best defense the Jets have played all year against a very good Redskins team.
They're playing outstanding basketball on both ends of the floor. They got a great start from Hickman and Brodigan. They scored 10 in the first quarter, and then Lessing scored 10 in the second quarter by himself. So it's balanced. I mean, they've only got three guys that scored, but you can live with that,
right?
if you got one with eight, one with four. On the other side of the coin, the most they have is four out of Cody Gasson, and then they got three from Brandewee and two each from Burning and Braun and Austin Siegel and Tyler Siegel. They scored 15 for the half. Fairlawn, besides the 14, the 8, and the 4, they've scored 14 and 12 with the 26-15 lead. Loramie has a 13-10 rebounding advantage, 3-2 on the offensive board. Neither team's turned the ball much with the great defense. Three for the Jets, two for the Redskins, 1-for-3 from the free throw line for Fort Loramie, and 2-of-5 from the free throw line for Fairlawn in the first half.
And as you noted, Chuck, excellent support for Nate Lessing provided by Luke Hickman and Drew Brodigam in the first two quarters of play. That short corner, that three-pointer from the side, those two opportunities have been there most of the first half for Fairlawn as Fort Loramie shades Nate Lessing with two players, maybe two and a half players at times.
Well, they run to see a 6'3 kid who's more of a perimeter player than an inside player with the offense they run, they set him down inside, and then they set a screen, and they pop him out. He likes to catch the ball in the lane, and he is just almost unstoppable once he catches the ball down there.
Oh, yeah.
And the other thing he does is he runs the floor so well, and his teammates find him, and he, that's why he's a 30-point scorer for that game.
And Fairlawn's had a few fast breaks tonight that have been so lickety-split, they've looked like jets virtually zipping down the floor pell-mell. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Thanks so much to Wilson Health. On the web with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. For 8 years now, gratitude to Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Fairlawn Jets up 11 over Fort Loramie at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'd like to note for you that on Thursday night, Chuck and I will be webcasting from Minster. The Versailles Lady Tigers take on the Minster Lady Wildcats, tip-off 7:30. Online on the web on ScoresBroadcast.com at 7:10 on Thursday night. Then on Friday night, same webcast time, Trotwood at Sydney. That's for the American Conference lead in the GWAC. Both teams undefeated in their respective divisions. Sydney in the north, Trotwood in the south. And neither one has lost in the American Conference, which includes the north and the south. And those two clubs collide on Friday night. Should be a track meet. Sydney, Trotwood, tip-off 7:30. Webcast time 7:10 on Friday evening. Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners and many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 12 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookins-USA.com. Both teams have returned to the floor. Fairlawn in white down to our right. Fort Loramie in black to our left. 11-point lead owned by the Jets. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. Underwritten by Local Equipment at Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since our start 11 years ago. Local once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Local. And during boys' games, we highlight a cheerleader from each school. For Fairlawn, it's Tierra Ambus. Tierra, T-I-A-R-R-A, Tierra Ambus, sophomore cheerleader. 3.2, grade point average. Daughter of Chris and Tina Ambus, plays second base on the softball team. Hurdles for the track squad, plays the flute in the band, and has taken part in German club. She is considering, at this early sophomore age in high school,
the University of Cincinnati possibly, she'd like to study pediatrics. For Fort Loramie, we highlight cheerleader Alexis Fleckenstein, sophomore cheerleader, 3.5 GPA, daughter of Jill and Eric, a volleyball high school player, Spanish club, FCCLA, JO volleyball, yearbook, undecided about college choice, would like maybe to pursue nursing. Alexis Fleckenstein of Fort Loramie, daughter of Jill and Eric, and Tierra Ambus of Fairlawn, daughter of Chris and Tina, under the spotlight here tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Fort Loramie basketball as we start the third quarter. Redskins down 11. Evan Burning dribbles through the lane. Flips it out back to Cody Gasson. Lob in the middle to Tyler Siegel. He turns. Little one-hand hook over Drew Brodigham. No good. A little too much oomph on it. It hit the back rim and caromed out to Hickman. Fairlawn ahead 26-15, opening half minute, third quarter.
That was as good a look as they're going to get, and just a little bit too hard on the shot.
Yep, it was online. Tyler Siegel had his patented jump hook in the paint, not a long one. And we've got a moving screen against Fairlawn, 20 feet from the basket, as they try to set up Luke Hickman for a long-range bomb. First foul, second half, and from the Redskin fans, a Bronx cheer after 9 fouls in a row had been called on Fort Loramie in the second period alone.
Well, and they called 3 of them down there offensively on them for illegal screen. So they were kind of hoping for one at least.
Oh, here's a near travel on the play, but Burning, he lost the ball on his hip. That was because of contact by Hickman. So no whistle. Good call. Gasson's got it in the right corner. Into the post to Tyler Siegel. He wants to go opposite. Pass deflected. Brandon, he couldn't get it. Lessing on a run out the other way. He's out in front of everybody. The trailer fouls. He scores. And Fairlawn is up now 28-15. Ill-advised foul right there, Chuck.
Yeah, Burning said I didn't touch him, but if he's gonna go up for the shot, you either go up and make him go shoot 2 free throws, or you just let him shoot the layup.
Oh, I think he touched him. Free throw, Lessing, swish. 3-point play, Lessing of the Jets, 29-15, 14-point advantage, Fairlawn. Fort Loramie's in some trouble now, near steal right in front of us by Keyshawn Johnson. Lazy pass to Cody Gasson. Tell you what, Chuck, Fort Loramie not playing with quite the energy the Jets have displayed in this game.
No, and I think a 14-point lead will do that for you.
Indeed. Here's Nick Brandewy on the trot into the left corner. Gets a high screen. Tyler Siegel comes out to catch. Nate Lessing is following Dylan Braun all over the floor. Here's an inside pass for Burning. Tough angle, broken up by Fairlawn and stolen. Keyshawn Johnson down to Lessing in the post. Turnaround 10-footer. Good!
Oh.
And the Fairlawn Jets are up 16.
My goodness, what a shot.
Lessing is so strong.
What a shot.
He's so strong, and he can do no wrong right now. Fairlawn Jets have more than doubled the score on Fort Loramie. 6:23 to go in the second quarter. 31-15 Jets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more.
The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of broasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookens-USA.com.
Thank you. These Fort Loramie game sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A, Muffler, and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's on the web at tomjerrys.com. Well, after the timeout, Fort Loramie doesn't improve its offense any better. A missed three ball. It was not even close. Fairlawn forecourt to a right. Loose ball knocked away by Dylan Braun. Outlet to Burning, and Burning is jarred at the rim hard by Luke Hickman. It was an extremely aggressive foul. Luke made darn sure Burning did not get that ball to the rim.
That's what I talked about on the other end. You don't just kind of stick a hand in and kind of tap somebody. You either make him get up and shoot free throws or let him shoot the layup. He made him shoot free throws.
Shout out tonight to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Thank you for joining us last spring on scoresbroadcast.com. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Evan Burning, fouled in the act of shooting, misses the first of two free throws. A lid on it tonight for Fort Loramie. Second shot, Burning. 1, 2, 3 dribbles. He arches it up and in. 31-16, 15-point lead, Fairlawn. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Also, thank you very much, Sydney Car Care in Sydney, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, 492-9495 at Sydney Car Care. And Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Fairlawn quickly turned it over, and Fort Loramie's got the ball to her left. Here's Evan Burning knifing into the lane. A leaner banked in and a foul. Evan Burning trying to give Fort Loramie a lift. 31-18. Shot is good. It counts. It's registered on the board, and Burning's at the stripe. An opportunity here for a three-point play.
Fairlawn can't coast.
Nope. Mark it down. Fairlawn led 31-15 with six to play here in the third quarter. Burning missed the free throw. Loose ball rebound, though. Fairlawn can't hang on. Picked up by Burning. Burning tries to score. His arm is yanked. It got aggressive. Little chippy. Two free throws for Burning. Fairlawn a bit careless here in the last half minute. 5:38 to go third quarter. Fairlawn still enjoys a 13-point lead. Burning, 1, 2, 3 dribbles, aiming way, way short.
He's now 1 of 4 here in the last 30 seconds.
Well, last trip there, in and out on the shot. This time he tried to adjust, was way too soft. Evan eyes the bucket, extremely high arch, and he gets this one to go. 31-19. Fairlawn in the lead by 12, four straight points by Fort Loramie. 5.5 remaining, third period. There's a cross-court pass to Lessing. Lessing around one player, around two. Open floor, all the way to the rack. He's got it. He banked it in on the dead run.
Well, Loramie's got to decide if they're getting enough out of this press to keep it on.
Exactly. Yep, scattered floor. Lessing runs to the open spot, and if Fairlawn is successful in making the pass, it's see you later. 2 points. 33-19 Fairlawn. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Austin Siegel on the arc. Now to Cody Gasson against Keyshawn Johnson. Nearly a reach in. Good cross-court look. Oh, what a pass by Cody Gasson. He rifled a bullet. Head high to Evan Burning, low in the block. He dropped it through. 33-21. Fairlawn up 12. Here's Lessing midcourt. Right wing to Nick Brodigam. Back out to Lessing. Overplay before Loramie. Hickman's loose inside the arc. 17-footer. Bullseye. He's got it. Luke Hickman on fire tonight.
He's having a heck of a game. He truly is.
35-21 in favor of Fairlawn. Fort Loramie tried the overplay steal, and then a good ball fake. Hickman didn't leave his feet, showed a shot, didn't deliver, and then got space inside the arc and canned it. Way out on the arc, it's burning for Fort Loramie. Enters the lane. Oh, it's tipped away nicely by Nick Brodigam. Loose on the deck. Drew Brodigam scrapes it off the floor. Outlet to Hickman. Hickman motoring down the court. A lot of contact in the lane. It's ruled a defensive foul. Could have been called a charge. Unless it was deemed the Fort Loramie man was too far underneath the basket.
Well, that would be a good rule, but it's not in. That was an obvious charge. I'm not sure what he was looking at.
Hickman's got two foul shots here for Fairlawn, which leads by 14. He drains the first. 36-21 in favor of Fairlawn. Second free throw here for Luke. How many points for Luke Hickman?
Well, Luke Hickman's got 11 points, and that was also the third foul on Tyler Siegel.
Shot by Hickman, hard, high in the air, rebound pulled down by Evan Burney. Gives it up right flank to Dylan Braun. Braun's crowded. We've got a moving screen. It goes on the play against Nick Brandewey. Brandewey may have held. And we've got a technical foul on the Fort Loramie bench. Loramie's teed up. This game might be getting away from the Redskins right now, who are down by 15 with four to play here in the third quarter. And the Fort Loramie crowd behind us is going nuts. Redskins spectators are going crazy right now. Now the Fort Loramie bench is getting some instructions from the officials. Nate Lessing sinks the shot.
He made the first one. Coach Britton will have to sit for the rest of the game. Now, once you get a tee, you're not allowed to stand up.
Nate Lessing aims. Second technical free throw. Dead on. He's got them both. And the lead for Fairlawn is the Jets' biggest of the night, 38-21. Half the third quarter to go. Keyshawn Johnson inbounds to Nick Brodigam. Nick fakes left, goes right. Hands off to Hickman, 25 feet away. Hickman to Nate Lessing at center court. Gassing on him. Nate with the ball high overhead. Outside the arc, left flank, Keyshawn Johnson. Four team fouls each way. Fairlawn can afford to milk the clock. The Jets have a 17-point lead. 3 second call on Nate Lessing of Fairlawn.
Yeah, he spent a little time in there. He's had three different screens instead of standing in the lane. That was a good call.
Yeah, he was camped for about five and a half.
He had a little fire going, made some s'mores.
Here's Dylan Braun, 30 feet away, being handled to Lessing. Hand off to Austin Siegel on the arc to Burning. Burning fakes left, goes right, baseline. Fairlawn gets a hand on it. Loose ball, a shove by Nick Brodigan, who caught the legs of Burning and chopped him down. Common foul, number five on Fairlawn with 3:22 to go third quarter. The Fairlawn Jets are rolling over Fort Loramie at the moment, 38-21.
These officials need to get some control right now because this could get ugly.
Inbounding is Burning beneath the rim. Goes to Austin Siegel. Handoff on the play to Nick Brandewey. Whirling, twirling down the lane. Banks it in while motoring toward the basket. And he's fouled over the shoulder.
We haven't seen Loramie in a little bit. I'll tell you what, Nick Brandewey, the freshman, is getting more and more confidence as an offensive basketball player.
He's a comer. He's coming on strong. And that drive was skillful right there. Yep, Fort Loramie's going to have to go small and drive the heck out of the basketball and stop the clock, draw fouls, make free throws. Shot for Brandewey, got it. Three-point play converted. 38-24 in favor of Fairlawn with 3:11 to go here in the third quarter. It was 38-21. That was the biggest lead at the 3:20 mark. Here's Lessing dribbling around the top of the key. Left corner, Keyshawn Johnson. Keyshawn gets a screen from Nick. Step back three, Keyshawn. It's on the money, a little too long. Rebound, Austin Siegel low on the right. He's swatted and fouled by Cody Kirtner.
Not the shot that Fairlawn wanted with a 14-point lead.
Nope. It has been a highly physical game, as you can imagine. I'll tell you what, Chuck, Fairlawn has exerted a lot of energy defensively. The Jets have challenged one dribble after another, and virtually every single pass has tenaciously been guarded by the Fairlawn Jets. Austin Siegel, 1-1, Fort Loramie. Missed it off the heel. Long rebound, Brandewey, and he's tripped on the play by Hickman. 18 fouls on Fairlawn for Lormies in the bonus for the last 11 minutes of this game.
That was just an unfortunate foul. Hickman lost his balance and took Brandewey down pretty hard.
And you know what, Chuck? These two teams are playing like first place in the league is at stake, and it is.
And they're playing like a team that Tri-Village and Southeastern are not sitting up there saying, gee, we want either one of these teams, but they definitely don't want Fairlawn right now.
Not the way the Jets are playing. Fort Loramie 7-1, Rushi idle in Shelby County League action tonight. Raiders 7-1, Fairlawn Jets 5-2 in the league. And a win by Fairlawn over Fort Loramie here tonight will enable Fairlawn to tie Fort Loramie in the loss column in the standings. Nick Brandewey, 1-1, Redskins, and he drills it. 38-25 in favor of Fairlawn, four straight points by Fort Loramie. Redskins' goal is to somehow get this under 10 before the third quarter closes out. Fort Loramie trying to chip away, once down to 17. Free throw lips the rim. Rebound Lessing of Fairlawn. Backcourt to Nick Brodigan. Up over the timeline, Nick. Austin Siegel guards him 25 feet out. Tyler Siegel on the bench with three personal fouls. He has not been a significant factor in this game. Coming out to catch, it is Kirtner. Hand off to Hickman. Hickman picked up by Burning. Far left wing, Nick Brodigan. Lessing trying to post up down in the inside. Gasson on him. Austin Siegel shades toward Lessing as well. Now Lessing pops out to catch it. He greets Nick Brodigan with a pass. Now Hickman. Hickman steps into a three ball. Good! Hickman, 24-footer. Luke Hickman, maybe the game of his career here at Fairlawn.
He is playing a basketball game tonight.
41-25 in favor of Fairlawn. 16-point lead regained. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Here is a give and go. Dylan Braun down inside to Austin. Knocked away by Keyshawn Johnson. It's loose in the right corner. It's volleyball all around. What a save. Miraculous move by Keyshawn Johnson. He was in the air over the second row. Tipped it into Nick Brodigan, who races down the floor and lays it through, and he's fouled. Wow, the Fairlawn Jets just working a little bit harder than Fort Loramie on the floor tonight. That was a terrific save in the right corner by Keyshawn Johnson, who knocked it away from Austin Siegel twice. The second time, Keyshawn Johnson was in the air above the first or second row of the bleachers, flicked that thing back in. Two passes later, Nick Brodigan made a layup. He was fouled. 43-25, Fairlawn late in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get five delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
Like to remind you that Barker Insurance has been serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. It's earned a reputation second to none for multiple years now. Barker Insurance is the number one most valued agency in the region. Representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others, you're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one. Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Three-point play converted by Nick Brodigan. And then Fort Loramie in the half court coughs it up. Fairlawn another steal. Long 50-foot pass to Nate Lessing in the lane. Turnaround six-footer. No good, but he's whacked on the arm. 44-25. Jets up 19. And right now Fairlawn just thumping Fort Loramie.
Doing whatever they want to do, both ends of the floor.
Redskins being whipped. No other way to describe it. Nate Lessing, two foul shots first. Yes. 20-point deficit facing Fort Loramie, 45-25.
If Lessing makes this, he will have tied Fort Loramie 25-25 here with a minute 30 to go in the third.
Second free throw here for Nate. Boy, I tell you what, Chuck, this will really turn the Shelby County League standings into a tizzy. Keep in mind now, Rushi's got a game left with both Fairlawn and Fort Loramie.
They play Fort Loramie at Loramie. They play Fairlawn at home, correct?
Right. Rushi's got to go to Fairlawn.
No, they play.
I'm sorry. Fairlawn's got to go to Rushi, but. And Rushi's got to go to Fort Loramie.
Right, okay.
Nate Lessing drains two free throws, and the lead swells to 21 points. Here's Dylan Braun outside the arc, and he's being guarded tightly by Kirkner and Lessing. One of the two commit the foul. Bronx cheer again from Fort Loramie behind us. Minute 22 to go in the third. 46-25 in favor of Fairlawn. Yeah, the night before the tournament draw, Chuck, Rushi plays Fairlawn at Rushi. The week after the tournament draw, Rushi goes to Fort Loramie. So those two results may not have any impact at all. Certainly, that second game won't. Here's the free throw missed on the play by Fort Loramie. Rebound low on the left. Tyler Siegel, he goes up strong and cans it. Tyler Siegel on the offensive glass for the Redskins. 46-27 in favor of Fairlawn. Here's Keyshawn Johnson and Luke Hickman. Tyler Siegel now is assigned to Hickman 20 feet from the basket. Right corner, Nick Brodigam. Outside the arc on the left, Kirkner. Left wing, Keyshawn Johnson. And we've got a lot of activity in the paint. Little physical foul away from the action on the Jets.
That's four on Hickman.
And because it was not a player control of the ball foul, even though it's number 10, Fort Loramie will inbound it. Redskins won't shoot. A minute left in the third quarter. Tyler Siegel, Evan Burning, Dylan Braun. Here's a steal at midcourt. Oh, what a play. Nice drive by Nick Brodigam after the theft. Shot blocked in the paint. Rebound smacked to the midcourt line, and Kirtner tracks it down for Fairlawn. Fairlawn just simply a half a step quicker on the feet and deflecting so many passes are the Jets in this game. Here's Keyshawn Johnson, right corner, handoff, teammate bobbled, out of bounds it goes. Logan Jamison, 6'4 sophomore, getting time here at the end of the third quarter for Fairlawn, which leads 46-27, 26 seconds to go. Far right wing, it's Eli Rosengarten for Fort Loramie, and what do we have? Another foul. Play stopped again. Armbar foul down inside on the Jets, not allowing Cody Gasson to move an inch.
That's the third on Johnson, and this game's going to be over about midnight the way they're fouling each other right now.
22.4 to be played in the third quarter. It has been an extremely lengthy third quarter of action. Clock has been halted numerous times. And Chuck, not done with the third quarter yet. We've got, what, in excess of 15 fouls called in the third quarter alone?
Yeah, that was a 16th right there.
Foul shot, Cody Gasson. He bangs it in. Two-shot situation. That was number 10 on Fairlawn. 46-28 in favor of Fairlawn. Fort Loramie sits down Burning and Siegel. Am I fair to say, Chuck, that Fairlawn has simply out-hustled Fort Loramie tonight?
They've gotten every loose ball. They've gotten every rebound. Everything. They've done it all.
Gasson hits them both. 17-point spread, 46-29. Fairlawn wants to play for one. Last 16 seconds, third quarter. Here is Lessing at midcourt. Picked up 30 feet away, but Jarrett Meyer is in now. 5'10 junior for Fort Loramie. Jarrett on Lessing. Six to play. Five to play. Deep right corner, Keyshawn Johnson enters the lane. Hand off to Jamison. Baseline right. Awkward 10-footer at the buzzer. Got it off. Almost went in. Hit the rim. 17-point lead Fairlawn, 46-29 after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, North
Northwest State in Archbold or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. We start the fourth quarter here at Fairlawn. The Jets lead the Redskins by 17. Thanks to Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News. We've been informed that Anna's Cathcart hit a three-pointer at the buzzer, and Anna nipped Jackson Center 35-32. Sydney on the road, downed Stebbins tonight 70-60. So in that battle for fourth place in the Shelby County League, Anna defeats Jackson Center. Anna played Jackson Center close on the road. Those two teams had tight games in their two encounters this year. Here's Fairlawn starting the fourth with the ball. Lessing top of the key. 17-point lead owned by the Jets, who are in the 1-1. 16 fouls in Fort Loramie. Here's a double. Gaston and Siegel force Lessing to throw it away. Taken by the Redskins. Long lead out to Tyler Siegel. He romps in from the right wing. Missed it. He was belted from behind, and he'll shoot two. Nice piece of strategy there, Chuck, by Fort Loramie at the outset of the fourth quarter, putting a fence around Lessing out at midcourt. Boy, he was really handcuffed. Errant pass. Tyler Siegel now has to make free throws. He hits for Fort Loramie, 46-30. With about a minute and a half to go in the third quarter, Fairlawn led 46-25. 5 points in a row for Fort Loramie. Make it six straight as Tyler Siegel connects on foul shot number two. 15-point game. Anything can happen. 46-31. Fairlawn leads by 15. Lessing to the timeline for the Jets. Fort Loramie is going to have to make a few three-point baskets, which they have not been able to get free to do. Here is a loose ball, 30 feet from the rim. Dylan Braun, Keyshawn Johnson, Nick Brodigam, and Evan Burning all on the deck. One player on top of another. Look like dominoes falling. Arrow favors Fort Loramie.
Normally you're going to get a call if you got the ball down on the floor and somebody jumps on top of you. She's not usually going to be a call to help ball.
Here is Evan Burning ripping his way down the floor. He steamrolls to the elbow on the right. Fairlawn checks him a little too aggressively, and Evan Burning has got two foul shots coming up. A chance now for the lead for Fairlawn to be decreased to 13 points. Burning nails the first.
And Nick Brodigan just picked up his fourth, so he and Hickman both have four now.
Second free throw by Evan Burning. Short, backboard, no good. Rebound taken off of Fairlawn. 14-point game, 46-32. Long throw down the court to Kirtner. Out back to Nick Brodigan. We've had 21 fouls called here in the second half. Here's Keyshawn Johnson, cross-court heave. Intercepted on the play by Austin Siegel. Outlet to Burning. All the way to the rack. He blew the shot. Oh, it was a gimme to cut it to 12. Rebound by Fairlawn. Down the floor, Nate Lessing driving in from the left corner. Austin Siegel tries to park his body in front, but can't get there in time. Good call by the referee blocking. Oh, my goodness. Would the Redskins love to have that break opportunity back seconds ago? That was to cut it to 12, Chuck.
That was a big miss right there.
And now Lessing shoots two, and he's got the first one. 47-32. And we've got a timeout called. Under seven to go in the game. 15-point contest in favor of Fairlawn on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Fairlawn Jets have won four in a row. The club red hot coming into this game here tonight against Fort Loramie, having beaten Botkins by 13, more than doubling the score in Mechanicsburg, and trouncing Covington and Newton. Free throw by Lessing, no good, but a long rebound to Drew Brodigan. In a lot of traffic in the lane, he forces up a hook, knowing he's bodied, missed it, but he's right back at the stripe with two more coming. It's still a 15-point game. A little crack right now for Fort Loramie. Redskins need to take advantage. Foul shot, Drew Brodigan, no good. It's short. 6:42 to go, 47-32 Fairlawn. Six of the last 7 points in this game scored by the Redskins. Free throw, yes, by Drew Brodigan. Lessing's last trip there, what, he made one, missed one?
One, missed the second.
Yep. Drew Brodigan hits the second, so he likewise is one of two. 48-32, 16-point game. Fairlawn lead, 6:28 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Gasson, baseline left. Tries to throw the ball top of the key. Hands up, but Fairlawn, another deflection and a steal. Quickly down the floor to Lessing. He posts up around Tyler Siegel, who crams him. Out of bounds goes the ball. 6:17 remaining in the fourth. The playmaker, Keyshawn Johnson, left to the rim, below the basket, looks inbounds to Drew Brodigan. Shot blocked by Siegel. Siegel said to have gotten body. Drew Brodigan will shoot two. That's four on Tyler.
Five.
Oh, it's five on him. He's out. But Tyler Siegel tried his best to go straight up with the hands and play good D. It was a close call. Fairlawn got the benefit of the doubt. And Drew Brodigan toes the stripe again. Drew Brodigan has performed extremely well down inside. We've seen him a few times this season, Chuck, when he has been at his best. Free throw by Drew, bouncing off to the left. Tell you what, Fairlawn could have put this game away in the last moment with free throws, but hasn't done it.
Yeah, I mean, it's still 16. They got a pretty good lead, but 6 minutes, that's a lot of time.
Drew again. No good again. And lo and behold, the long rebound is tipped around, and it is caught by Lessing on the baseline left in traffic, and Fairlawn resets the attack. Back door to Keyshawn, broken up by Gasson. Keyshawn gets a hand on it. Looked like it went on Fairlawn last. Yep, good call by the referee. .603 left to go in this game. 48-32 in favor of Fairlawn. Fort Loramie crowd cheering on the Redskins behind us. Fort Loramie has not delivered the knockout, or I should say Fairlawn has not delivered the knockout punch yet. Here's a pass broken up by Keyshawn Johnson. Another deflection. Another steal. The driving layup is good by Keyshawn Johnson. 50-32 Fairlawn. Fort Loramie's got the ball in the half court. Redskins simply have not taken care of it. Fairlawn has been extremely alert. Quick hands. So many tip balls by Fairlawn. Here's a travel in the left corner by Dylan Braun. He tried to dart toward the rim. Didn't get the ball on the floor soon enough. And with 5:32 to go, Fairlawn's got the ball up 18, 50-32.
Well, Braun's got four. Siegel left the game, was fouled out with six. And Burning has nine. That's their three guys that are averaging 14 a game.
Wow.
None of them got there.
Scoreboard stops when 10 fouls get registered, and I think we're up to 25 in this half, very close to it. Nine now on Fort Loramie. Fairlawn's in the double bonus rest of this game. 5:15 to play, 50-32 Jets. Here's Nate Lessing, 30 feet out. Goes cross-court to Keyshawn Johnson, high right. And an offensive foul away from the activity against Fairlawn down in the paint. How about Anna tonight, Chuck, winning at the buzzer after beating Miami East in overtime on Saturday? I tell you what, the Rockets could play spoiler down the stretch here in the Shelby County League.
Well, I mean, I've seen them a couple of times where they've been really good, and I've seen them a couple of times when they were really bad.
Yep, and is at Rushi on Friday. Here's a long three-point try by Dylan Braun behind the screen, right side of the court, missed it short. Rebound Fairlawn. Down the floor to Nick Rodigan, who passes up the three. Enters the lane, loops it to Keyshawn, right corner. Keyshawn fakes right, goes left, and we've got a foul, a push against Fort Loramie. 4:47 to go in the game. Boy, the clock gets shut down, it seems like, about every, quarter of a minute or so. 4:47 to go, fourth quarter. And it is a 50-32 contest in favor of the Fairlawn Jets. Again, repeating a couple final scores, courtesy of Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News. Anna by 3 over Jackson Center on a Cathcart buzzer beater. And Sydney defeats Stebbins away from home at 10, 70-60. Keyshawn Johnson, double bonus. Fairlawn Jets missed that badly. Hard and way off to the right. Yep, the Fort Laramie Redskins need stops, and Chuck, they need three-point baskets. They need some triples. And Fairlawn's defense has been so suffocating, doubling the man with the ball as often as possible and then covering up elsewhere quickly. I don't know if Fort Laramie can get open looks behind the arc. Here's Evan Burning in the paint. Goes baseline to Austin Siegel. Out on top to Brandewey. Very good look down inside to Burning. And Burning with the left hand loops it up and in. That was a terrific pass by Nick Brandewey. 51-34 in favor of Fairlawn. 4:20 to go in the game. Up the floor, Keyshawn Johnson. He's over the timeline with it. On the bounce. Hands off to Nick. Nick Brodigam's double team got away with a walk. Feeds Nate Lessing right flank. Man beneath the rim, Kirtner. Kirtner catches and makes a reverse layup. Good dish by Nate Lessing. 53-34. Fort Laramie comes to midcourt, and Fairlawn stuffs the ball out of bounds into the scorer's table. Inbounding Fort Laramie. It goes on the play to Burning. Burning 30 feet out. Veers off to the right of the key. Ball high overhead. Right flank to Braun. Back to Burning. He attacks the top of the key. Double teamed. Loses it. Got to get rid of it. Near side, Brandewey. Brandewey on the bounce. Deep left corner, Cody Gasson. Meets resistance along the baseline. That is just high-quality defense. Drew Brodigam slid over. Gasson had nowhere to go and just fumbled the ball out of bounds.
10 turnovers now on the Redskins in the second half.
That's just in the second half.
Yeah, they had 12 for the game, so they only had 2 in the first half.
And the deflections by Fairlawn, wow, they have just been disruptive. Good word, Chuck.
That's exactly what they've been, and they've done. They've probably got 5 or 6 rebounds off of missed free their own missed free throws.
Yes, that's a good point too. 53-34 in favor of Fairlawn. Nate Lessing's got the ball 35 feet from the basket. He's being hounded, double teamed, and fouled with 3:19 to go in the game, and the Jets are up by 19 points. Tell you what. Coach Tidwell has done a phenomenal job with this Fairlawn bunch, Chuck. It keeps getting better and better and better. At one time, you could say, certainly last year, and maybe real early this year, that this team was Nate Lessing. Tell you what, it's a case now, the sum is better than the individual parts, including Nate Lessing.
Well, I sat here before the game and said I think that Fairlawn is playing the best basketball of what I've seen in the last 3 weeks.
Yep.
And I stand by that, the way they played tonight.
You did, and we archived it. We've got it recorded and saved. 54-34.
Another offensive rebound off a missed free throw.
One free throw made by Lessing, one missed, and again, that's at least a half a dozen times in this game tonight. The Fairlawn Jets have come away with offensive boards after free throws that have not been made. Here's Keyshawn Johnson on a weave at the top of the key with 3 minutes to go. 20-point game. Hand off to Lessing. 54-34 Fairlawn. Here's Keyshawn Johnson backing to midcourt. Like to thank our Fort Laramie game sponsors, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, on the web at TomJerry's.com. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. M&A in Fort Laramie. And Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. And in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus specialty advertising items offered by Adams Tech Solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. These Rushi Game sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Gratitude to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. On the web, online with us here on scoresbroadcast.com since last March and the basketball tournament. Nate Lessing made a free throw, missed a free throw.
He has been pretty good at the line of the night. He's usually razor sharp, not quite as good at the free throw line as normal, but he'll take it. One of two there, 55-34. Jarrett Myers got the ball for Fort Loramie, far side of the floor. And I tell you what, Chuck, the Fairlawn Jets oftentimes tonight have gone to the floor like they go to the gridiron as if it was their first football game ever.
Yep. Well, their fight song is Mr. Touchdown, which is kind of a strange one for a team that doesn't have football. But
well, the tussle has been won by Fairlawn tonight. There was a tie-up in the far corner. The arrow favors the Jets. 2:11 to go. Fairlawn loops it cross-court near side to Nate Lessing. Lessing's got it 35 feet. How do he hangs on? Gives it up to Nick Brodigan. Nick on the bounce to Keyshawn Johnson. Johnson dribbles through the top of the key, slides down, guilty of walking. Easy call there by the referee. Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Heavy substitutions here by Fairlawn, which is in the lead by 21 points with a minute 45 to go in the game. Here's Jarrett Meyer, top of the circle for Fort Loramie. Gives it up near side on the play to teammate Cody Barhorst, a 5'11 junior. Eli Rosengarten enters the lane, tries to make an angle pass down low on the right to the cutting Meyer. Foul called against Fairlawn with a minute 33 to go. Well, the first meeting at Fort Loramie was close. Fairlawn missed a three-pointer with about 2.5 minutes to go for the tie in that game at Fort Loramie. Redskins went on to win by 8. Tonight, close? Well, no, not so much. Fairlawn Jets are ahead by 21 with a minute 33 to go. And there's the story for Fort Loramie all night long. Redskins are at the free throw line and miss 2 more foul shots.
They're 10 of 21 from the free throw line.
Wow. And during a real rough patch for the Redskins when they lost to Rushi and Versailles, Fort Loramie hit less than 50% of its free throws. Same story here tonight. Foul shooting has gone astray for Fort Loramie. 1 minute to go in the game. Jacob Cushot, a 5'11 junior, on the floor now with Stephen Blanford, a 6'1 junior for Fairlawn. And they play pitch and catch on the arc. Blanford's got it. Derby Corner, a 6'2 senior, is in. And also Austin Maddy, a 5'9 senior, is out there. Fairlawn dribbling around top of the key in the person of DJ Graves. He's handling it now, a 5'11 junior. Near side to Maddy, 30 seconds left. Loose ball midcourt. Branowy goes for the steal. Can't. Over and back, though, against Fairlawn. Fort Loramie Redskins dropping this verdict tonight to Fairlawn, which clearly outplayed Fort Loramie from start to finish. It was a no-doubter. And by virtue of the win, the Fort Loramie Redskins, or I should say the Fairlawn Jets, with the victory tonight, advanced to 12-2 on the year, 6-2 in the Shelby County League. Fort Loramie 11-3 on the year, 7-2 in the Shelby County League. And the Jets dribble away the final 12 seconds. Fairlawn whips Fort Loramie tonight by 21 big ones. 55-34. Big round of applause across the way from the throng of fans attired in blue. The Fairlawn Jets handle the Fort Loramie Redskins 55-34. We'll wrap it up in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Guyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Guyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
Thank you so much, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What is your favorite thing? And thanks to the in-between just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. In Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. In Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus specialty advertising items. And Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 divisions. Chuck Fairlawn led comfortably at all the stops tonight, and the Jets turned back the Fort Loramie Redskins rather easily. Not surprised, Fairlawn won at home. Am surprised with the ease the Jets dispatched the Redskins here tonight.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not surprised they won, but nope. You're right. I mean, a 21-pointer, I don't think anybody saw this coming.
Nope.
And Loramie scoring 34 points. That just bodes well for Fairlawn down the stretch. They're just playing great basketball right now, and they're playing with a lot of confidence, and that's the key right there.
Yeah, it's a real team. It's a true team. It's a total club now. Everybody contributing in terms of scoring. Luke Hickman was awesome here tonight for the Fairlawn Jets. Of course, Nate Lessing, his usual self, didn't get his per game average, which is 29 point something. But he almost got it. Fairlawn played tremendous defense. Numerous deflections all night, Chuck.
Well, Lessing had 28 and Hickman had 14. On the other side, the only one in double figures for Fort Loramie was Evan Burning with 11. And Fairlawn ended up having a rebounding advantage of 22 to 18. They were down 3 at the half, so... They out-rebounded them. Loramie turned the ball over too much. It was just a bad night to get off the bus for the Redskins.
Yeah, and as we noted earlier, a number of those offensive rebounds were after missed Fairlawn free throws, which gave the Jets additional possessions at the offensive end.
Yep, and even if they didn't score, it just became psychological at one point. But you looking at the Clancy's players of the game, for Fairlawn, Nate Lessing, because you just mark his name down when you walk in, and Luke Hickman. I thought he was terrific tonight. And on the other side, I'm going to go with Evan Burning for the Redskins.
Brought to you by Clancy's on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And now, Chuck, the Shelby County League race on the boys' side and the boys' Pickwick sectional tournament draw up for grabs, wide open. The top three in the Shelby County League, Fort Loramie, Fairlawn, Rushi, still in the mix for the Shelby County League championship, and still all three with a shot at the number one seed in the Pickwick Division IV boys' tournament.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, there's a few more games to play before that comes up, and you want to take care of business, and this was a terrific win for the Jets tonight. Just a terrific win.
Yep, sure was. A tremendous triumph for Fairlawn tonight. The Fairlawn Jets' next encounter is coming up this Friday. Fairlawn, this coming Friday night, will take on Houston in league action at Houston. Double weekend at Miami East on Saturday for Fairlawn, which then on February 3rd and 4th plays Jackson Center and Waynesfield Goshen at home, before traveling to Rushi on February 10th, another league game February 17th here at home versus Anna for Fairlawn. Meanwhile, the Fort Loramie Redskins do not play a league game this Friday night. It's a double weekend at home, Triad and Fort Recovery, and we will webcast the game against Fort Recovery for you on Saturday evening, 8 o'clock tip. Webcast time, 7:40 on Saturday, Fort Recovery at Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie has got Houston at home on February 3rd, at Jackson Center on the 10th, home with Rushi on the 17th. Those are league games. And how about this one, Chuck, to close out the regular season? We've been talking about it for the last couple weeks. Fort Loramie's last game of the boys' regular season, right after a home game, 4 against Rushi. Tri-Village.
Yeah, I think we'll just get us a room there at the Dairy Queen and spend the weekend there. That's going to be a good weekend. It's going to be fun.
Yep. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors. We've talked about them numerous times all night long in Fort Loramie: Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Don't forget Goffney Furniture. We spoke about them early in our webcast. Goffney Furniture, with high-quality furniture priced just right, 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for even more savings, GoffneyFurniture.com, and check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Again, our next webcast is Thursday night on the web, online, on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:10. Versailles girls at Minster, and that could very well decide the MAC girls championship on Thursday night at Minster. Brett Gish is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Until Thursday, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Fairlawn, where the Fairlawn Jets have drubbed the Fort Loramie Redskins 55-34.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.